Well, good evening.
Tonight is the first Wednesday of the month, so it is our singing night tonight. Tonight we're gonna be using Psalm 25 as sort of our guide for tonight's service. Psalm 25 is one of my favorite psalms. I have this. This is kind of where my thought process was tonight. I've got this list of psalms on my phone that I use in the morning to pray through. I've got a little checklist on it, and you know, so every morning I open up the psalm and see kind of what's next on the list, and that's the psalm that I use as sort of my guide for my prayer that morning. You know, the psalms I have on there are supposed to be psalms that are very easy to pray, or they're nice to pray. But sometimes some of these psalms can be very specific, you know. They deal with very specific circumstances or situations. And sometimes I'll open up my little list and I'll see what's next on the list. And it'll be something that's just, it's just not relevant to what's going on in my life at the time. And so there are a few psalms that when that happens, I know that I can go to those instead, because they are psalms that'll always be relevant. And Psalm 25 is one of those psalms. He talks about, you know, trusting in the Lord. He asks the Lord to teach him and to lead him. He talks about the mercy of the Lord, how the Lord is good and upright. He talks about God's love and God's faithfulness. He asks for God's mercy and protection. You know, all these things never are any of those things not applicable to our lives. And for that reason, it's kind of become one of my favorite psalms, one of my go-to psalms. But for that reason also, I believe it makes for a pretty good singing night as well, because these are things that are relevant to us all, no matter where we are and what our circumstances are at the moment. So I've got it broke up into four major ideas that are expressed in the psalm. Number one, you know, multiple times within this psalm, he talks about the need to wait on the Lord. So that will be our first subject that we focus on. And of course, that's one that very kind of, It's one that I need to be reminded of a lot, especially in regard to prayer, that waiting and trusting in God to answer is as much a part of prayer as making the request. You know, so many times in my head, it goes like 1,000 miles an hour always. And my prayers are like that too. Just me, talk. And, you know, sometimes I need that reminder that, hey, slow down. Listen, wait on him. So I really love that concept. The other thought that is expressed pretty heavily in the psalm is the teaching and the leading of the Lord. And so we'll sing some songs in regard to that. David also makes several pleas for God's mercy. And so that will be the third thought that we sing about. And then finally, David spends several verses, as he does in many of his psalms, asking for God's protection and for God's deliverance. And so we will focus on that as well. And so that will be our format for this evening. But first, before we begin, we'll ask Brother Tim Beeman, if he will, to lead us in an opening prayer.
Let's pray. Dear God and Father, Father, we have so many treasures in thy word. As our brother Todd has already instructed us or talked about the things from the Psalms, how beneficial they are for us to read and to look at and to think about. And Father, as we do go into this service, we pray that we will always trust in thee and in thy promises. And Father, help us to think every day about our reward, about heaven. And Father, help us to present ourselves to Thee with humility, that we will submit our lives and our will to Thee. Father, we are so mindful of the fact that there are those that strive to be against us and to be against the faith that we have. As our psalmist says, Father, help us not to be ashamed, but help us to always be willing to stand up for that which is right and true. Dear God, we pray that as we live our lives, we will realize that we are never alone, and that with Thee, our Father, and Jesus Christ, we are never alone. Dear God, we've lost another good man, and we pray that You be with his family and strengthen them and give them comfort. Father, may we all strive to live faithful lives in our service and our obedience so that we can have the assurance of calling heaven our home. Father, as we sing songs of praise, as we read Scripture, may we be motivated by Thy divine word to be Thy faithful children. This I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So the first subject of our song service this evening is focused on that idea of waiting on the Lord. If you'd like to read along in your Bibles, remember we're in Psalm 25. Several times in that psalm, David talks about the need to trust in God and to wait on Him. Beginning in verse 1, he says, "To You, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in You I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for You shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous." Verse 5, he says, "Lead me in Your truth and teach me, for You are the God of my salvation. For You I wait all the day long." Down in verse 20, he says, "Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in You. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for You." Case Shockley will now lead us in some songs connected to waiting on and trusting in the Lord.
Good evening. Our first song this evening will be "Unto Thee, O Lord."
Unto Thee, O Lord.
Remember God.
Our next song will be number 17 in the small hymnal, The Lord is My Light.
No. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Scripture, we'll sing Take My Life and Let It Be, number 128 in your large hymnal.
No song. Take my life and let it be.
Guidance, teaching, and the instruction of the Lord was something that was also extremely important to David in this psalm. In verse 4, he says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Down in verse 8, he says, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Down in verse 12, he asks, who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. At this time, David DeYoung will lead us in some songs connected to that, to the teaching, the leading, and the guidance of the Lord.
All three of these songs, all three of these songs will be in your Lord's hymnal if you need to follow along in the book. First one is number 63, I Need Thee Every Hour. Number 390, Anywhere with Jesus. 498. Where he leads, I'll follow.
Our next point of focus this evening is on the mercy of the Lord. Verse 6 of Psalm 25, David says, "Ask the Lord to remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me. For the sake of your goodness, O Lord." Down in verse 11, he asks again, he says, "For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great." And in verse 18, he says, consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins. Owen Duren will now lead us in some songs related to God's mercy and our need for it.
Good evening. All three of my songs tonight will be from your supplement. The first one will be number 21, On Bended Knee, number 2-1. Number 54, Savior and Friend, number 54. Sorry, I don't know how to mess that one up. Is that in the large hymnal, or is that in the supplement? Okay, Healing in Its Wings, number 115. Sorry about that. Do me.
Oh, Father, I am your sin, and my heart breaks deep within.
687, How Deep the Father's Love.
And our final focus this evening will focus on the Lord's protection from Psalm 25, beginning there in verse 15. David says, "My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me. O guard my soul and deliver me, Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. Wade Penn will now lead us in some songs about that, about our trust in his protection and his care.
Our next song will be number 110 out of the supplement, I Will Call Upon the Lord.
No, I will call upon the Lord. Thank you.
song before the invitation will be number 78, Faithful Love. If you'd like to and are able, would you please stand?
I hope we've all been encouraged and uplifted by one another this evening. But you know, most of the things that we sang about this evening are things that are only fully available to those who are in Christ, for those who have repented of their sins and fully given themselves to Him. You know, you think about, you know, what a wonderful privilege it is to be able to make your request made known to God and to confidently wait on Him, as we sang it at the beginning of the service, to be able to wait on Him and to trust that He's going to respond, that He's going to answer your prayers. But if you don't belong to Him, I'm not saying God's not going to answer your prayers. I'm not God, but you don't have the same full expectation like we sang about tonight. And like David talks about in his psalm, if you do not belong to Him. And you definitely don't have the assurance of God's mercy and God's deliverance. You know, that was a problem that Israel had back in the days of Isaiah the prophet. He told them in Isaiah 59, he told them in the beginning of verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand, it's not shortened that He cannot save, or His ears dull that it cannot hear, but He says it was your iniquities that made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear." God refused to hear their prayers because they, in their sin, had separated themselves from Him and from all the goodness that He had offered them. They had cut themselves off from His goodness and mercy. As we wrap things up this evening, if that describes you in some way, you know, we'd love to help you make that right. The Lord would love for you to make that right, to restore your relationship with Him. And if we can help you do that in any way, we beg you and we invite you to just come forward as we offer the invitation and we all stand and sing.